With the shifting red tide of support for marriage equality washing across Facebook the past couple of days in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court hearings on California's marriage ban and the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, you would think that institutional discrimination would be in the throes of death. Well, even if it is stretched out on a theoretical gurney, let's hope bigotry doesn't need a blood transfusion. Since 1983, gay men in America have been forbidden by the federal government to donate blood. It may seem a small quibble, but given that there is such a huge need for blood in this country, and also that the assumption that AIDS is just a gay disease is both scientifically false and culturally reprehensible, the policy is worthless today. Studies show that even a one-year policy of abstinence for gays who wanted to donate could produce 90,000 more pints of available blood every year. And yes, the blood would be screened, just like everybody else's is. But the feds have been slow to move on the matter. In 2010, they agreed to look at a roadmap forward, but the results from a pilot program study have yet to materialize. That's not quick enough for 21-year-old Seminole State College student Blake Lynch, who was turned away when he was trying to give blood to help a friend. He recently launched BannedForLife.org to raise awareness and inspire straight allies to give blood in the place of their gay friends. We're not all ready to get married, after all. Some of us just want to save lives.